Say hello.
Hold on.
Hello. Say hello. In 3, 2, 1.
Hey!
We're back.
So, this is episode 7 of Super Late. Jeez.
I'm so glad you're keeping up with that. Like, one day we're gonna be like Chris Hardwick, and it's like, this is number 752 of the Nerdist podcast, the Super Ladies podcast.
When I export them, in a file with the episode number, so I kind of keep track.
Can't believe we're already on.
We're
number
on number seven, and we have a YouTube channel because we were informed by a teenager that was what we needed.
Yes, a very knowledgeable, like, up on all the podcast shit, stuff, that this is what we needed to do if we want world domination.
Right, which, I mean, we're not saying we're out for world domination, but
just a little corner, like a little piece.
You know, if what was keeping your friend from listening to us was that they listened to all their podcasts on YouTube, then we're there. Super Lateys, I think, is the same all around. I'll eventually, hopefully this time or sometime this week, I'll figure out how to get the link up on the website with all of our other social media channels. And I'll be getting some of the back episodes up. Right now it's just our super special from Thursday night when we were running around.
Our really squealy
really
one. Like that.
Yeah. Our dolphin singing episode.
Yeah, don't like adjust your audio or anything. That was
Shelby's squeal.
That's what we sound like. It was happiness. It was joy. Yeah. Joyous sounds. Make joyful noise.
We're on the
YouTube.
Happy,
so
yay. Happy. Yeah. Okay. So we are on the YouTube. So you can find us there, you can recommend to your friends there, you can subscribe there.
You can leave comments. It might be easier for you to leave comments. You know, tell us.
Yeah,
we'll
probably
whatever.
I never check our email. So, yeah. Which is a reminder that if you're trying to get in touch with us, you better tweet us. I do, like, at least once during the podcast go, I've never checked our email. And then go and check our email. But really, tweet at us. But leave comments on YouTube, like if you want to gather a bunch of people with pitchforks to come at us for some reason, I don't know, maybe you're just a horrible person.
I just did the Luke Cage, like, come at me.
Awesome.
That's what I just did, right? Yeah. I did that all day Friday. Come at me. If you haven't watched the Luke Cage trailer,
Shelby and I really, like, this whole podcast might just be our journey towards trying to get hate mail. Like, fan mail is fantastic. We love all the positive, but, like, maybe a herd of angry nerds will come at us at some point.
There will be a point, because I was convinced the other night that I had said, like, Hellraiser instead of Ghost Rider in my head. I was like, I have fucking, like, instead of Ghost Rider, I've called it Hellraiser. Not the same thing at all. And I'm going to get, you're so fucking stupid. But I was just sleepy. I was really, like, delirious
right,
the other night. So.
Right. I did a podcast for the MCU Exchange. So if any of you have come over here from there, thank you. Welcome. And I was really nervous about that because we were talking about the whole of MCU and everything from San Diego Comic-Con, which, if you feel like you missed something, you should go check that podcast out.
I'm so grateful for the people who pay
more
attention.
Well, and the thing is, like, I know a lot about what's in the news right now and everything, but when we get to talking about, like, characters that they have announced that are going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm just like,
yes.
Boom.
Look, people, we have a lot to learn. We came into the game late.
Yeah, we came into...
but we're coming on fast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to be a fast learner and all that.
And hard.
But it's just, yeah, and that's where, like, once I know this character exists and it's going to be a part of the MCU, I'm going to learn all I can about it. But there were so many, I mean, just last night at San Diego Comic-Con, there were so many announcements.
Yeah.
And there was a point in the podcast where Cooper was like, what do you think? And I was like, like even when the announcements happen, I mean, writing for the MCU Exchange, like, I was off writing some sort of Thor article while they were still announcing stuff for Guardians of the Galaxy. So I was just like, oh, I'll catch up on all that later. And then, like, midnight, I'm just like, I don't care about anything anymore. So,
I sort of tuned out the Thor stuff because I was waiting for Doctor Strange.
Well, the Thor stuff was really interesting. You know? They did evidently a really cute sketch of what Thor was doing instead of showing up in Civil War. And I really, really look forward to seeing that one day, hoping it comes out on the DVD or somewhere. But it sounded very cute. Very cute. So I'm not holding my breath. It's like that Daredevil scene that was at Cup of Joe last year. Who knows if we'll ever get to see it. But it sounded cool. But there were tons of news. I know you were waiting for one very particular thing last night that you got.
Every fucking thing that I wanted to be. I was like a little like, okay, can it be as good as the teaser trailer? Can it be? You know, and it was. It was. The thing about Marvel, and I've watched the DC trailers too, and we can talk a little bit about those too later on. Marvel of making you believe it's not just a movie trailer. I watched that and I'm like, Doctor Strange is fucking real.
Yeah.
He's, you know, same with Captain America. You watch that. Captain America is it's real. It's not a comic book character. This isn't a movie.
Yeah,
this is real.
That's what I was talking about earlier is all of the trailers, the first time trailers that we saw this weekend for the MCU stuff, I don't know if they would have made somebody want to go see the movie that, you know, if you, or the TV show or whatever. But they gave you a feel of who the character is. You know, Luke Cage's trailer wasn't action-packed. It didn't give you huge details on the universe. You don't know a whole lot about what the show is going to be, but you got a feeling that he was this calm-ass, strong, fearless man. Yeah, you know Luke by the end of that trailer.
Yeah, you got a total feel for the series. Like you said, even if you don't know anything really about who the big bad guy is, but you're like, this is what this series is going to feel like.
Yeah.
This is who this guy is. And you didn't even have to watch Jessica Jones.
Right.
To get that.
Like, it was very nice for feeling the world. And that was the same thing, I think, with Doctor Strange. Like, I feel like, you know, I just feel like I know him better after that trailer.
Oh, that trailer. I've watched it so many times. It did give me chills. I did tear up. I can't pretend like I didn't. Yeah, it was... oh, my God. But you know, like, I don't go into it like a huge Benedict Cumberbatch fan. It's not that.
Yeah.
I'm not a Sherlock watcher. I'm the other Benedict fangirl, okay? I am a Benedict Wong fangirl. If you're listening, Benedict, Kubla Khan... Marco Polo, he was in Covert Affairs, The Martian.
Wow.
I am Benedict.
You are so deep.
Yeah, Sunshine. I am the other Benedict fangirl. Not to mention Tilda Swinton. I mean, Tilda fucking Swinton. Hannibal's in this trailer, this movie.
Right.
So.
Mads.
And the music. They picked, like, the perfect music. I did see... Did Marvel, like, redid their little, like, flipping pages logo?
Yeah, so Marvel Studios released a new logo. So it's very interesting. There's a lot of speculation on releasing this logo because we think, and I'm not 100% sure, that that they've been using the same logo, like when you watch Daredevil, as when you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and when you watch the movies, and possibly like in front of Deadpool, the same little flip through. Do you remember if it was the same, the flip through Marvel?
It's sometimes different when it's Marvel in association with another studio. It's sometimes just a little bit different. It's not.
Okay, so we weren't sure.
I don't know exactly.
And there's just been a lot of speculation recently on the separation because of the Ike Perlmutter and Marvel leaving Marvel Studios. He's like head of Marvel, but he used to control the movies. So, or it's Isaac Perlmutter, and everybody calls him Ike. So the way I understand it is he's the head of Marvel, and he used to have his finger in everything. And he was the one that, like, said they couldn't have a strong, you know, they couldn't have a female villain, that they couldn't have, like, the main villain as a woman, and evidently just, like, really sort of held back some of what Marvel did. And he, over the past couple of years, and I don't remember exactly when it happened, he totally separated himself from the movie side of things. And now Kevin Feige is over the movies, and he has supreme control. And that's when they've really just sort of handed it over to the directors and said, do whatever you want to do. And that's why all of a sudden we're seeing Hela, I think, that's going to be the main villain in Thor Ragnarok is going to be a woman. You're going to have... Yeah, we have Captain Marvel, which you talk about when you cried. For some reason, when I was going through and, you know, like, I slowly caught up on everything from last night. There's a video of when they brought Brie Larson out to be Captain Marvel. And I got a little teary because I'm like...
See, I got chills again. I watched her in Room and she's...
Yeah, I haven't.
I mean,
I haven't.
She's...
I don't watch movies.
Yeah. It was on Prime, but she's amazing. She's the
And I mean, just like the moment that they brought her out and they're like, okay, she's joining the family. She is officially Captain Marvel. So she is going to be the first female star of a Marvel movie. I mean, you know, and still, this is the very beginning. You know, this is like them announcing Tom Holland for Spider-Man. This is like Benedict coming in for Strange.
Yes.
This is the beginning of somebody that who knows where or when we'll see her. It's just the very beginning. It gave me feels to see her.
Well, because it's time. Yeah. It's time. I mean, you know, it's a little too late probably for a Black Widow movie, but...
But discussing the logo. So there's some speculation, like...
Yes.
So, and there's been a lot of the hoopla about them not referencing the TV shows at all in the movies. Like, the whole Inhuman... Mm-hmm. There's an Inhuman epidemic in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yet they don't even mention it in Civil War. You know, Tony Stark knows Spider-Man, but he doesn't know Daredevil. Like... There's a lot of speculation that they're kind of distancing the movies from the TV show, that it may no longer all be connected. And having that new logo that appears to just be for the movies, sort of fueling some more of that speculation. So that makes me sad, because what I love about all this is that it's all connected.
It is connected. But who knows? By the time... Infinity War, whatever they want to call it now, comes out. They could all be in that movie.
They could all be in that movie. I was joking earlier. I was like, well, maybe Infinity War, like at some point they'll go through a wormhole, and after that the movies are really in a different universe. Like, they all have the same backstory up until this point, and then they go their separate ways, and we can't be frustrated that they're not referencing each other.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess there could come a point when it's too connected. There's too fine of line there. I mean, you know, DC keeps theirs totally separate. You know, I don't know what's happening. Oh, but we don't need much. That's just it. We don't need much. We just want a little connection, a little bit.
Yeah,
but it's So, yeah. Okay. Well, that's kind of what I was wondering. That's where my head was at with the whole new logo. It's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, I mean, and it looks fine. I mean, I don't give a shit what your logo looks like unless it detracts from the movie. So it's still, like, red and...
No, but I did like it when it was all the same. I liked it with the flipping pages when I turned on it.
I did too,
it was Netflix,
and that's where, like,
a movie.
So, looking at the new logo, when it flips through the pages, the old logo flipped through comic pages. And this new logo flips through pages of the MCU. And not the whole MCU, just the, like, Avengers movie MCU. And to me, that's sad. To me, that's, like... Yeah, that's like turning your back on your roots. Yeah. You know, it's just, I mean, it's nice because I'm like, I know these people. Oh, there's the Scarlett Johansson, Natasha. There's, you know, Cap that I know. But on the other hand, like, I would hope this universe is far more than just those people that have made you billions of dollars. And I don't know. Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
I didn't want big changes. Get off my lawn.
Oh, what else happened last night? So they released no tease or anything for Spider-Man. Just
so
art.
For Spider-Man, they didn't release a teaser or a trailer or anything. They've been filming it for 2 weeks. But they did show some footage from what they filmed the past 2 weeks. And the most adorable thing, so that's not available to the public. That was only available to the people sitting there in Hall H, which, darling, we are going to do. I'm just letting you know.
Yes.
Your little happy ass is getting on an aeroplane.
Yay. I'm ready. With you, though,
we are
going
to
fly together.
To San Diego. I have booked us a room already.
I'm there.
Except for next year, Marvel won't be there. Next year, Marvel will be at D23 and not at Comic-Con. But they'll be like Cup of Joe and shit. I say we go next year so that we get a feel of what it's like.
No,
Marvel doesn't go every year.
Right. Oh, so... But they might, though, right?
Like the big Hall H and everything. So evidently there's a big Disney, like a Disney version of Comic-Con in LA called D23 that they do every other year, and it's like within a week or two of Comic-Con. So on those years, the big movie side of things, at least like the big stuff, like the Netflix panel and the movie side, they don't go to Comic-Con. So like last year they still had like Cup of Joe, and they had a few small Marvel things, but they didn't have the big Hall H, they didn't have a big Civil War. You know, they didn't have all of that stuff. They evidently do it every other year. So next year we can go. We can get a feel of everything. We can learn our way around. I mean, I just imagine going there and being lost and overwhelmed. You know, and the two of us just like cowering in a corner, whimpering, calling our friend Jenna, being like, what do we do?
What do we
And she'd be like, oh my god, you guys didn't read your maps and plan out and then do this and then I mean, if we go to San Diego Comic-Con, we have our people to coach us.
Let's do it.
And my cousin said she would go with us. And she is not a nerd at all, but she's really good at costumes.
We just really you think it was difficult to get New York Comic-Con tickets. San Diego's probably I hope you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody or something.
Yeah, no, we're also going to go for press badges. I might end up having a press badge for New York. I don't know. There's discussions. But anyways.
There's rumblings. There's rumors. I hear rumblings.
If I keep spreading rumors like this, I won't be able to get the press badges. So I just need to shut my mouth.
Oh. Yeah, you need to zip it.
But I do, I do have the press badge for Dragon Con. So all things, if I'm able to be on this side of the world and everything, I will be up at Dragon Con. I just put an interview request to be able to interview guests that are at Dragon Con.
Right, and they announced, they teased, like, Friday night some iZombie shit, and I will lose my shit if anybody from the iZombie cast is there.
I need to catch up on the iZombie. I love that show. It's so fun.
Fucking love iZombie. not through. We're not, me and my sister, we're not through with season two, but I fucking love that show. It is a fun show. It's
Rob
fucking
Thomas.
Funny.
Rob Thomas is just, I mean, iZombie is just more Veronica Mars, and Veronica Mars is just fun.
It's fun. That's what I love about it. It's fun. It's a lot of fucking humor.
God bless the CW.
Craziness. So I'm excited. God bless the CW. For the Marvel stuff for a minute. The Flashpoint trailer yesterday had me as moved as fucking Doctor Strange.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I know you're not caught up on Flash.
No, I'm not caught up.
I love Flash.
No, I'm not caught up. No.
No. The Arrow trailer I'm excited for, but the Flash trailer.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not, we will learn people how to do this, people who have like trailer podcast reviews and they go over the trailer like second by second. We might do that eventually
hopefully in the next 6 months I'll get a new computer and I'm going to get one that has like video skills and shit so that we can do stuff like that.
Yeah, so that we can, but yeah, it's kind of hard when you're not like watching it frame by frame like together to do that kind of stuff. I feel like we go, "Ooh, that trailer was awesome," and then we're on to the next thing. But
Shelby, you and I used to watch Covert Affairs. Like, start your DVD now. Yes. I mean, yes. We used to pull that off and be pretty good. I think we can handle a trailer review.
We should do that. Yeah. We should do that because there's probably a lot to talk about in the Doctor Strange trailer. A lot. But I'm still kind of feeling all my emotions from it. And same with the Flash trailer. The Justice League trailer. Fucking Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, the Justice League trailer. Oh, my gosh. Jason Momoa.
Fucking Khal Drogo, man. I could watch him just, like, standing there getting the waves.
Well,
like,
that's pretty much all he did. I'm like,
him.
What did he do in that trailer that was amazing? I was like, oh, he existed. He just stood there and stared at Affleck.
He jacked
like Affleck is out like brum 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 brum.
And I gotta say I was a little like mesmerized and taken in by Ezra Miller. I love Grant Gustin, and Grant Gustin is my TV Flash.
Right, but the Flash in the Justice League,
I'm an Ezra Miller fan also.
If anybody hasn't figured it out.
Perks of Being a Wallflower. Let's Talk About Kevin. I mean, Ezra Miller, I love him. But I was a little like, I don't know if he's not my Barry from the TV. I don't know. And then in this trailer, I'm like, okay, I love him. I'm in with Ezra Miller too. We can have two Barrys. Who cares?
If anybody hasn't figured it out, Shelby loves everybody. She's such a loving person. They're just all her faves.
I don't have. She knows. I love it. I mean, God, it's just going to be a different Barry. But that little scene with him and him and Batfleck again.
Yes, like where he catches
which one?
Catches the star,
the little bat thing.
Yeah, no, I think they did that well. Because I was watching the same thing and I was like, this isn't Grant Gustin, but. I like this Flash. This Flash is entertaining me. It feels like the same spirit. It feels like the same energy.
Yeah, I'd be able to pull off kind of the, like, because Ezra Miller, he's kind of snarky a little bit. And I was like, I don't know if that's my Barry. I don't know. And now he came across as, like, kind of nerdy, lovable Barry. You know, like, I need friends. I'm in. So... Yeah, that was the best part. My nephew said Ben Affleck was the worst part of the trailer.
Oh, I thought that was me.
Did you say that too? My nephew agreed with you.
I get along.
Again, it's back with the DC just does trailers.
Well, so the interesting thing, because like I was like, okay, Batfleck just stiff and weird. And I haven't seen Batman v Superman because I don't really go see movies, except for one that we're talking about later. But then I was watching the Lego Batman trailer. Have you watched that one? Mm-hmm. Okay, so evidently there was a Lego Batman trailer that came out, and it was really cute. But the Batman in that was, like, stiff and awkward and... I didn't like him either. So maybe I just don't like Batman. I don't know.
I don't know. Do not like the Dark Knight? Do you not like the Christian Bale Batman?
I thought I did. I don't know. I haven't watched any Batman since Heath Ledger was Joker.
So
I don't remember having strong feelings either way for that Batman. I watched a shit ton of Adam West Batman back in the day, and he was all lighthearted and lovable. But was he? Was he really? Because I was always watching that for Robin, because I was like 11.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I just don't like Batman.
I don't know what it is about. I don't know what Ben Affleck could do differently. He's fine in this trailer.
I remember liking like Michael Keaton's Batman. But I think I'm like the only one. Mm-hmm.
I think I put those movies like out of my mind. I don't know that I even saw all
it
the
was
different...
my first time going to a PG-13 movie or something. I was like young and impressionable, and I really liked it.
Yeah, movies. The superhero movies were so different.
Yeah,
back then.
I remember really liking it though. So I don't know. So maybe it has nothing to do with Affleck. Maybe it is all just.
Yeah, because I don't know if you took Christian Bale and put him in this trailer, doing the exact same thing, if it would come off any better. Like I don't know. I don't know what the problem. Maybe the problem is just Batman's in this movie. I don't know. But we'll see. But I'm all in. I'm still all in for it. And I will go see it. And I enjoyed the trailer. I probably enjoyed that trailer more than Wonder Woman. And that sucks to say.
I don't think I've watched the Wonder Woman trailer yet. Yeah,
she's so
I've seen like the poster and stuff, and it looks badass. But
and yeah, so. So I'm all. It looks fun. The Justice League looks fun, but with the with the DC trailers, it's just different than a Marvel trailer. And if they will, they need to stop. And if they will stop putting out a Suicide Squad trailer every 2 minutes.
And are they even different? Because I thought I was watching the Suicide Squad trailer from Comic-Con, but it looked like I had seen it 3 times before.
A lot of it is the same footage from the first.
Okay,
because
it's still them going to the White House and saying we're going to put bad people on the streets.
A lot of it
is.
Why
do they do that? Why don't they give us new? I mean, yeah.
Well, they have given us a little bit new. There's a lot more Joker.
Just him they're laughing.
Which, if they're not careful, if they're not careful, though, I think I've heard that Jared Leto's in this movie for 20 minutes. If you're not careful, you've shown us everything. Just like with Batman versus Superman. They showed everything in the trailer.
So, I mean, Suicide Squad, I'm excited. I'm going to go see it. I think I turned off that trailer before I got to the end because it felt like stuff I had seen before. I will go to the movie theater to see Suicide Squad.
Oh, I'm going. I've got a t-shirt.
Oh,
we've got matching
you've
t-shirts
got your
and everything.
Shot
my cruise
and... Yeah.
Well, this one does not have Deadshot on it. We just all have matching Suicide Squad shirts.
Selfie on her t-shirt.
Yeah, we're all in for that. We're all in. We're all in. But it's a different feel. And it's their universe feels different. And I know it is different, but their trailers just feel like movies. They don't feel like real people to me.
Yeah. No, No, I get it.
Because look, the biggest compliment that I can pay the Netflix shows, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and coming up Luke Cage and Iron Fist, these Netflix Marvel shows turned me into a comic book fan. That's amazing. That a show
true,
that.
Because as a kid, I was a Batman fan. I did watch a shit ton of Adam West Batman. And I never once was like, oh, I should go read more of this.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, I've sort of done that a little bit now with The Flash. I'm creeping more into the DC stuff. But the Netflix shows and, like, I can't imagine being a comic book fan and then getting to watch these shows. But these shows turn in somebody. That's what I think these shows have done. They have turned people into comic book fans.
Yeah.
And I mean, fuck. That's like the biggest fucking compliment you can pay. Like, they make you want to go back to the source material. Like, I want to read more of this. Give me more. Where's the... I need Luke Cage stuff. Where is it? I want to read. So... keep on doing the good fucking job. Like I told you this morning, Netflix, if they'll just go ahead and tell me where to send my check for the next 3 to 5 years.
So what Shelby and I were talking about this morning is that so Marvel Unlimited has this thing where you pay like $100 and you get a year of Marvel Unlimited, which is normally $10 a month, or you can normally get a year subscription for like $60, or we recently shared, they had a like $55 promotion. So, you know, you're paying a little bit extra.
Yeah, or like a dollar.
And you get like a little box full of goodies and stuff. And then you get like invitations to like special events. Like there was a hint that at New York Comic Con, they're going to have a special event on Wednesday or Thursday, which I'm really glad that Ryan Penagos shared that so that Shelby and I know, not to fly in at the last minute. And we want a Netflix Unlimited where we pay.
Yeah, we want a Netflix Unlimited Plus that gives you like exclusive content, like this hallway fight, like all the takes of the hallway fight scene, you know, and special invites to like premieres and shit, and maybe be like even on the board that gets to decide if shit gets renewed or not, whatever. So Netflix, if you're listening, we will pay you more money. I know there are people who gripe like, you're going up to like $9 on my subscription. I don't give a fuck. You got, Netflix, they've got me us. For the next, for as long as they're doing these Marvel shows, they've
Netflix
got me.
Netflix should call us. Call us, Netflix. I evidently.
Let me just. I'll just give them all.
I evidently
money.
Have connections to the Duffy brothers. Call me.
Stranger Things.
God.
Holy shit.
Stranger Things. So you're on episode 3? 4.
We had watched one last week, and we watched 3 today. So we've watched through 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, so let's wait to talk about Stranger Things at some other time. And just right now,
we will
people
just
that are listening,
awesome.
Go watch
if
it.
If you're
it's
not
only
watching,
like
watch
eight
it.
Episodes, I think.
It's only 8. I had to tell my nephew today too. He begrudgingly like watched it with us because heaven forbid he watch anything that we watch. But I was like, you know, this was our childhood.
Right.
Like this was how it was. And like the scene where the sheriff goes to the library on the microfiche, I was like, Cameron, that's Google. Have you ever been on
and
that
I love it.
Machine? Yeah,
it's just like
and
trying to get in touch with people and you can't.
Payphone.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Like let's call the house. Like I mean, I think it's like where you are where the phone goes out and she actually has to go to the store to buy another phone. You know, it's just like, oh my god, you don't even have, like, a second phone in your house? Like...
And she ends up and she has to have the rotary dial telephone, like, the second time. And Shannon's like, I was like, that looked like our phone. And I said, do you remember when we wanted a push-button phone so goddamn bad? Like, if I could ever just get a push-button phone?
So, I was about to say, I was about to throw in another get off my lawn. Get off my lawn, children.
Or the cassette. I think there's a shot where it shows in the older brother's bedroom where like his cassette tapes are in like the little like suitcase, the little like carry
case. Oh
my
god, I remember those.
Carry them around.
I'm just saying the props.
And I was like,
the props and costuming people for this must have had so much fun.
Oh, right? Because they're our age. Yeah. All these people making this stuff now.
Well, evidently the Duffy brothers are a little bit younger. They, because they graduated from the high school down the street from me. With a friend of mine's son, who's a little bit younger than me. I guess, like, lower young 30s-ish? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, because even my friend Brittany, that she's just turned 30. And she still feels like she remembers that. You know, it's still her time, too. So, yeah. Like, Cameron, no, this is... Because he doesn't really get it. I'm like, no, this is... the way that's what we had to do. There was no, that's how you towed it around your music. It wasn't in like your phone.
Yeah,
there was no, you pick up the phone, you didn't have your cell phone to call home.
Yeah,
You could, you know. Yeah,
so yeah, Stranger Things, go watch it, enjoy it. Enjoy the 80s feel. I mean, I described it to somebody earlier as... Hold on. The dog is like... Okay. I described it to somebody as... Like, if Stephen King wrote The Goonies.
Yes. I know, I've read a good one. Max Joseph described it. What did he say? Hold on. I retweeted it.
I mean, it's
it
like every movie with a little group so of good. Little boys out causing trouble.
He's like, Stranger Things is Tarantino level amalgam of E.T., Poltergeist, Evil Dead, Stand By Me, 16 Candles, Gremlins, Goonies. What else is missing? Like, it's...
So go
it's, yeah.
watch Stranger Things. And, you know, if, like me, you very rarely go to the movies, you should definitely make an effort to go and see Ghostbusters. Because with that same little feeling of nostalgia, with far less supernatural things happening. Ghostbusters, see, I nearly cried when Ghostbusters started. I don't know why. It was just like that feeling of nostalgia. They used like the classic theme as everything started. And it was just an enjoyable movie from start to finish. And
see there, that's, I want to feel that for that movie, but I don't think I ever felt it.
I didn't
for
either.
The original.
That's the thing, I didn't either. I mean, like, I remember watching the original and thinking it was fun. But I don't remember, like, being emotionally attached to it. And I'm not emotionally attached to this new one, either. I just... Mm-hmm. I mean, the same way hearing Smells Like Teen Spirit on the Defenders thing, it takes me back to a special memory. It...
Oh, you mean Come As You Are.
No, it wasn't Teen Spirit. It was Come As You Are. God, what?
No, yeah. Come As You Are. But from that... But,
hearing
but anyway,
Nirvana
so from the,
on the
Defenders.
Oh, my God,
era.
I said that on the other podcast.
Right? Did you say Smells Like Teen Spirit?
No,
see, I was asleep.
On the MCU Exchange one.
Oh, on the MCU?
So if you hear from the MCU Exchange podcast, I get shit wrong. But anyways, the way hearing Nirvana on that pulled me, you know, you hear a tune and it takes you back to a special time in your life, like the Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. It did the little Ghostbusters theme, and then, like, it's New York City, and I think after so much Daredevil and Jessica Jones and Marvel shit, like, I'm like, oh, New York City. And they did, like, nice little, I felt like all the jokes. This movie won me over because you have the four women. Two of them are larger. One of them, you know, Melissa McCarthy is known as being a larger actress. And there are scenes where somebody is stuffing her mouth full of Pringles, and it's one of the skinny bitches. And that's just like, you won me right there. Because any other movie in the history of time, you have the fat girl stuffing her mouth with Pringles. And in this one, they had one of the skinny bitches stuffing food in her mouth in every single scene. There was absolutely nothing ever said about the weight of any of the women. It was... All of the little cliches and places they could have gone with it, I didn't feel like they went. I mean, they totally treated Chris Hemsworth as a piece of eye candy.
Right.
He totally played it up. I mean, they utilized him. I mean, I expected him to be useless from all of the stuff that I heard, and he actually had a point and had some moments. But I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. So
good. That's what happens when you go to movies.
I went to a movie and I enjoyed it. And I have to say, I mean, like, that's my second movie of the summer, and both of them have been great on the man candy. So I'm just designating this the summer of man candy because I went and saw Tarzan.
Right? Because I never went to see Tarzan. I ended up seeing Secret Life of Pets, and like you said, Ghostbusters made you feel for New York. So did Secret Life of Pets. Like, I was just like, New York, Brooklyn, New York,
that's right.
Water Towers.
Okay, I'm going to see, if Secret Life of Pets is playing at my little neighborhood theater, I will go this week.
So cute. It's so cute. So cute. It's fun. It's fun. I mean, is it, like, the best fucking, like, animated movie ever? No. But it's fun. And it's New York. It made me like, oh, New York, I love you.
Let me see. I'm looking it up right now. It is playing when they have their cheap movies. So maybe on Tuesday I'll go see it. Maybe we'll see what I have going on. I can't plan that far ahead of my life right now.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. And, Suicide Squad's not this week. Next week, I think Bourne this week.
So Suicide Squad Bourne is the first week of August?
Yeah, okay. August the 5th.
All right. Yes. I might be traveling that week, but I know these things. I will try to go see it where I'm traveling.
Hopefully, we will get to go. We will see it in our theater Thursday night. So that's usually what they do. So we'll get to see it the 4th, hopefully. Yay, party!
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be able to make it there, even if I'm traveling on Thursday night. I mean, because if it's Friday, if I am traveling and it's Friday night, I'm probably going to be in New Orleans.
Nolens,
honey. PSA to the world, do not call it Nolens. Call it Norlens.
Nolens.
Call it Norlens.
New Orleans.
But don't call it Nolens.
New Orleans.
Yeah, I started calling it New Orleans again because of my friend in Europe that when I was talking to other Europeans, he finally at one point stopped me and he was like, nobody knows what the fuck New Orleans is. You need to start saying that like two separate words. Because nobody knows what you're talking about. And I was like, okay.
New Orleans.
Yeah, if I don't make the new... And the, anyways, that's a strong... There's a small chance that I will be partying on Bourbon Street in a couple of weeks. But I'm not getting my hopes up out of that.
That's good. Yeah, it's always good for a party, you know.
And I mean, like, I'm not. I've lived on Bourbon Street, so I
know.
I don't.
Well, I just feel like time is moving so fast. Like Dragon Con will be here so fast. That's coming, and then like New York. I feel like we have to like Luke Cage is September 30th, and Comic Con is the next week. Yeah. Like I feel like we need to be in New York, like from the Luke Cage premiere.
Yeah, I have thoughts on that. We'll talk about that when we're not recording. I have thoughts on that.
I just want to be in New York all the time.
I want to be in New York.
Speaking of the Netflix shows, I think we need to give a shout out to the stunt team who finally got an Emmy nomination.
Yes. Daredevil.
Yes, that was one of my things. That was one of my things written on my list that I was supposed to talk about. But the other night we were
Daredevil nominated for stunt for Emmys and for sound design. So that's super fantastic. They better win the stunt Emmy. They're up against like Game of Thrones, and like.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't think of Game of Thrones as... I guess they're stunty, some, like, I guess.
So,
I Battle of the Bastards. I mean, I guess.
I mean, that's the only competitor I see. Like, otherwise, they're up against, like, Person of Interest and...
I hope they give it to him because they're like, we fucked up last year. You should have won the shit last year. Well, and
that's what I'm hoping.
Year,
I'm hoping that it just means that, like, the Emmy committee... the people just hadn't done their Netflix binging... And it took them time, and they finally seen it. Maybe they sat down and watched seasons 1 and 2 at the same time, and were like, oh, fuck balls. Yeah, and seriously, like, when they get down to the bottom of the... Yeah, like, I looked through the Emmy ballot, like, how you do the nominations and shit. Like, I'm sure it's just like when we vote for the local soil and water representative. Like, you haven't put that much thought into it. You know, it matters to that poor guy running for soil and water, but... I'm sure the Emmy people are just like phoning it in at that point. So
it's a big deal. Emmy,
you know, if any of y'all are in the Academy of Arts and Sciences, why the fuck are you listening to our podcast? But do go and vote for the stunts. And vote for them for sound design. And then Jessica Jones.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Jessica Jones for the
title, just awesome art by...
It was.
Yeah.
Mac, right?
David Mack? Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
David Mack, who yep. is a really awesome person. There's a great podcast with him and EJ Scott that just...
And he just draws the shit yeah. out of stuff. Okay?
He did all that art in the opening credits.
He arts the yeah. fuck out of yeah. things.
So they got nominated for the title sequence and also for sound, I think.
Yay, so, Netflix! I want Netflix to be able to say Emmy award winning right. like Daredevil. I was kind of a little sad that. I really thought Vincent D'Onofrio could pull off the guest spot. I really did.
Yeah, I thought he could pull off the guest spot. There was also some speculation that Kristen Ritter.
Yes, I did think that.
Yeah,
would, that
yeah. I was too. Really hoping that would be the dark horse nominee. There was a lot of speculation that she had a chance. So really excited that they got what they got. And maybe next year. I mean, maybe for the Defenders. Right? Maybe, you know, there's still chances. I think
one of these shows is yeah. going to break through. I mean, The Walking Dead has never broken through. The CW comic book shows have not cracked it
but
yet.
House
somebody's going to crack the code.
I mean, and it's not, and it's a political thriller, so you know that type of shit gets all the recognition. But I mean, but Netflix has
Orange
gotten
is the New Black. Did yeah, Netflix. Has been riding the Orange is the New Black, House of Cards
yeah.
wave.
And that's
a while.
The thing. The Emmy folks now, are watching. So they just need to. And I bet Stranger Things will get all kinds of noms.
Stranger Things. Unbreakable yeah. Kimmy Schmidt got some nods. I think Orange didn't get. I don't know if it got much love this year or not either. But somebody eventually. The Academy's going to come around, or whatever they are called, whatever the Emmy people are going to come around to these shows and go, oh, fuck, we've missed this the whole time. I mean, it took them a while to kind of warm up to Game of Thrones, and now they want to give all the awards all the time to Game of Thrones, as they probably should.
Yeah.
This has been a outstanding season, but come on, show some love. Like the fucking Walking Dead, yeah. you know? Fucking Flash? Daredevil?
Yeah.
Well, and
that's
why
the thing,
not?
Too. There
why
are
fucking
now
not,
so
Charlie?
Many shows out there. I mean, just so many. The competition is so fierce. I listened to the West Wing Weekly, and one of the people on Richard Schiff was on there, and he got an Emmy. You know, all the West Wing. I mean, West Wing just sort of like the Emmy was their yearly Christmas party. They won them all. They took them all home. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "We would not have won all of those now. You know, there's no way we would have come home with
it."
Any of those Emmys now.
Yeah.
There's just so much out there, which makes me wonder. It is technically the primetime Emmys. Why is Netflix even eligible? Why are the streaming services even eligible? Because they're not technically in the primetime.
Why don't they come up? Why don't they come up with a
yeah,
streaming
they need, like,
category
streaming
or
Emmys.
Or let's really like start like really. Narrowing down these categories, like best adaptation of a comic book,
but I guess it
show.
Does mean a whole lot. Well, there were the whatever awards, the Saturn awards that were like best adaptation
Saturn,
of a comic book and such.
Yes, and Daredevil did win that, right? Daredevil won something at the Saturn.
Yeah, something at Saturn. I don't
best
know.
Fucking something.
I don't remember.
Yeah, and Jessica Jones won the
yeah,
Peabody.
Yeah, so they are winning.
Award
and, yeah, the stuff that is yeah. more specialized
yeah.
in winning. And it'll mean so much more if they win a big thing, because these shows never win the big things. So.
An Emmy will be a huge deal, and they better win, or I'm going to
yeah.
flip shit. I'm going to flip shit over. Which they were nominated. I was like, if they don't get nominated, uh-huh. God damn it. But
yeah.
they did. They
uh-huh.
heard me.
I don't have
they
to
did.
Make another Emmy for Chris Brewster. which is good, because that making a statuette of Daredevil chained to a chimney was going to be really fucking hard. I was trying. I was planning it. It was going to be really hard. I am so glad I don't have to do it.
That would have been awesome. Maybe you could just do one of the little fly through the air.
Just him
Maybe
flying
you could just
on
do
a
one
chain.
Where he's...
I don't know.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
general,
just have him dangling so
in general,
you can spin
the hard
him around.
Part wasn't going to be so for those that don't know what the hell I'm talking about, last year I did make a little fake Emmy for Chris Brewster. And I had taken and I made like a little Daredevil holding up the actual Emmy ball, and I spray painted it gold,
and it
looked
was
really
awesome
and everything. And it was really easy because the black suit is really easy. The problem this year wouldn't be, true, like, the position that I'm putting Daredevil in. It's that the Daredevil suit...
No, it would be
like,
the
I have
suit.
To make, you know, there's, like, even if you're spray painting it gold and you're not having to get the color right, I still gotta get the little horns and I gotta get the little, like...
There's a lot there on that suit. There's a lot of detail.
Yeah.
On that suit.
I did see a cosplayer. I saw a lot cosplayer of, like, at a... There were tweets
or
something.
Yeah, I did too. I probably saw
there was a Daredevil cosplayer that did it well. Yeah, it was hot. There was a woman doing, like, the black suit, but she did it as a little skater dress. And
the skirt.
Props to that. Yes. I love it. And let's go ahead and put it out there. New York Comic Con. Daredevil cosplays. Shelby and I are going to run up and take our pictures with every single one of y'all.
I want cosplayers. Please. Please.
Yeah. I mean, we may or may not have cosplay ourselves. We have some ideas with some of our friends.
Yeah, well, the Luke Cage trailer has given me the best idea of cosplay ever. All I need is a hoodie shot full of, like,
holes.
You
do the hoodie shot full of holes, and I'll do the hoodie with, like, bruises all down the side of my face, and I'll be, like, bruised up Matt Murdock, and you can be bruised up Luke Cage.
We can all our little gang can be nothing but the hoodie crew. You've got Jessica Jones in a hoodie. You've got Matt Murdock in a hoodie. You got beat up Matt Murdock in a hoodie. You got creepy backpack Matt Murdock in a hoodie.
Anyways, but if you're at Comic-Con and we see you and you're dressed as Daredevil, we're totally going to come up and take our picture with you, because that's kind of the whole reason we're coming.
Because, yes. And I'm pretty sure at some point Danny Rand wear a hoodie.
Well,
that's
he
also
has
easy cosplay.
The burka thing, or the thing from the 90s, like the carpet. Yes. Shit, I don't remember what those things are called, but we all had one in the 90s.
Yeah, I don't know. They're like, look, that looks like the hottest thing ever.
Right.
Like temperature
hot.
Yeah,
nothing
like,
is sexy about it.
Itchiest, hottest thing ever. And his little iPod. Let's talk again about the... let's don't talk about Danny Rand again.
I probably only have about 15 minutes before I risk being interrupted, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else was on my list. I think it was pretty much just...
I talked about Ghostbusters, which everybody needs to go see. We talked about Stranger Things. You watched Marco Polo.
Oh, fuck yeah. Again, Benedict Wong, people. Fucking Marco Polo. Netflix, again. Netflix. I need season 3. You heard me on the Daredevil thing. I need season 3 of Marco Polo, like, now. Now. I love that show. Lorenzo Raquel me probably doesn't get nearly enough credit as he should. People, if you're not watching Marco Polo, it's like the Netflix Game of Thrones with, like, kung fu and, like, fucking ninja fighting and shit.
Well, there you go.
And Benedict Wong and Lorenzo Raquel me. And this year it had Michelle Yao. I don't know if I'm saying her name right. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Badass. Yes. Watch Marco Polo.
I turned it on the other night, but it was right when I had finished Stranger Things, and it was like 11:30, and I watched like 10 minutes, and I was like, what the hell am I thinking? This is stupid. Like, I need to go to bed.
Yeah, it's probably not as bingey as some things. You might have to, like, watch it and leave it for a couple and come back, but it's worth it. It's Netflix's high-dollar show. And it's got to, like, the way season 2 ended, it has to come back for season 3. There's no, like, and I'm like, oh, come on, Netflix. When does Netflix not renew a show? But there's always in the back of my mind that little voice goes, it could happen. They may not do season 3. And then I'll have to flip, like, another
fucking
table.
I can't remember if we talked about this on the podcast or if I just talked to you about it, like, some other time. The cool thing about them renewing season 3 of Daredevil is that they did not say a third and final. That because Netflix has been really good. In fact, a lot of the networks have been really good about saying, okay, we're renewing this show 2 more seasons and that's the end, or, you know, whatever. These ones with good arcs.
Yeah.
The fact that they didn't say third and final means that
they're prepared to go at it for I was really, really hoping they would, again, they would just go 3, 4, and 5.
But those come with 3, 4, and 5, and that's it. Like, I feel like all of...
Not necessarily, because they did that with Orange is New Black, and I don't think they have any intention of stopping
that. Okay, they didn't say that was the end. Okay.
No. No, they did not say it was the end. Now, I'm just being selfish. There are ending points for all shows. Things can't go on forever, but you want them to. There's so much story to tell. There's so much fucking story to tell with Matt Murdock. So much story to tell. And again, you need. We have not touched on comics this week. That's right. I still don't have Daredevil number 9.
You still don't have Daredevil number 9. I am catching up on Power Man and Iron Fist. I have read through, I don't know, it's just been Power Man and Iron Fisty. It's not even like, oh, they made it through this arc, they made it through this. It's just Luke saying fiddle faddle, and
it's so great.
Danny is like, how come she can cuss and you can't?
Danny, spoiler alert, in the last one, Danny says crunch and munch, so, which was my favorite. I love Danny Rand so much. And Luke's like, no, it's fiddle faddle.
And so you know, it's funny because I mean, this is just a stupid thing, but fiddle faddle, I would assume, would be what you say instead of fuck. But he's saying it instead of shit, which makes sense. Yeah. But I just, you know, you're taking F words and you're using them for the S word, and you know, maybe crunchy munch could be shit. And
I don't know. It's the fun. It's the most fun.
I finished
ever.
Alias. I finished Alias.
I read this
volume
week?
3. Yes.
Oh, did you? That was good. That's good. I'm ready for book 4 now. I'm ready for book 4.
I was about to say, I don't have it. You should order it and then send it to me.
I need to get it. I don't have it yet. I've been reading a lot of. Started reading The Fade Out by Brubaker, some crime noir stuff. So we finished book 1 of that, me and Brittany, and we are on book 4 of Preacher. We are rereading. I am rereading. She's reading for the first time. Mark Waid's volume 3,
yes.
Daredevil. So that's a lot more fun, like the second time around for me. It's
yeah. I'm gonna reread that from.
That's on all of those are all of those are on MU. Please start rereading again so we can talk about that because it's so great.
Yeah, we'll reread the Wade run. That'll be good. Because
yeah, that's fun, and which I feel like I will feel the same way when I get to the 98 series again, that it'll be just as fun for me. Although it wasn't really a fun good time for Matt during those times, but it'll be fun for me to reread it now as. Knowing more, you know, being a bigger Daredevil fan than I was at the time and just knowing more who all the players are.
I've gone back and reread some of the 98 series stuff.
I got called up the other day. It was, which one? What was I flipping through? And it was Mila and Matt. And I was like, oh, fuck.
was it the one I sent you? The Captain Universe?
That was good, but this was something else. I don't remember what I was flipping through to find, and I don't know. I don't remember. No, that Captain Universe
was
also a good one.
The Captain Universe is one of those crazy finds. So every now and then somebody will post, like, a panel on Tumblr where it's just like, you know, here's a cool scene with Matt and Foggy. And I'm like, I have never seen that before. Where the hell is it? And this one, it was like Captain Universe number 2, which if you go on Marvel Unlimited, there's only like 6 of them.
Yeah, it's from 2006.
There's like 6 of them, and then issue number 2, it is just one book of a Daredevil storyline, and it is awesome.
It's called Sensory Overload.
Sensory Overload. It's
like
another
that.
One. It's one where Matt can see where Matt gets his vision, but they yeah, and they over the years, they've done several of those storylines where Matt temporarily gets his vision back and he loses it for various reasons or whatever. And it was just a very interesting take. It was all just one very satisfying book. So if you're, like, interested, if you have your Marvel Unlimited and you're wanting to go read one little satisfying Matt storyline, it's great. So go do Captain Universe number 2.
Yeah, if you want Matt and Foggy feels, because it's
Matt
a lot of
feels.
Matt and Foggy. So that's what Wade gives me. Wade gives me Matt and Foggy feels, and I don't mean like when he gives him cancer. I mean like not yet. Yeah. I haven't got that far yet. But
spoiler.
But I mean, early on in this run, where Foggy's like, I just don't know. I can't put my finger on what's wrong with you. You're not supposed to be this happy. You're overcompensating for something. When are you going to lose your shit?
True. Yeah. All fun and games till Matt's in a puddle of mud. Just depressed as fuck.
Till Matt's like, till Matt just loses his shit and breaks all the stuff in his apartment. Oh, wait, that's what I'm reading now in the series one run. So, yay! Yeah, him and, yeah, Purple Man. Purple Man fucked shit up in this last one. Purple Man. Mm-hmm. Mm. Kilgrave. Fucking Kilgrave.
Yes.
What else did I read this week? I didn't read a whole lot this week, so that's probably...
I seriously don't remember much before Thursday, yes, because just writing for the MCU Exchange this past week, from Thursday on, I have probably published 20 articles.
It's been a lot of news, but there's a lot of good shit that came out.
It's been crazy.
Marvel dropped some crazy shit.
I will argue that they dropped too much.
Good shit.
I feel like they were just saving everything up for this, and there was probably really exciting stuff that nobody will catch because it's just buried in all the everything else.
We didn't get anything from Guardians either as far as a teaser or anything released, right? I mean, the people there might have saw some clips or something, but we didn't get... I haven't missed anything with Guardians, right?
Might have been a Guardians teaser. Hold on. The biggest thing about Guardians was that they announced
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, that Kurt Russell is Star-Lord's dad, playing Ego, the living planet.
And Benicio del Toro's back. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't look for one. I just didn't. For whatever reason, I didn't think there was one. But
I don't know. I'm looking through the MCU Exchange stuff. Here we go. Because we did a rundown post that actually just came out this afternoon. This is Sunday afternoon for people that are listening, like 2 weeks from now, because I was slow to upload. So we have the Luke Cage stuff.
If you're just listening, guess what? Daredevil season 3 has been announced.
They're going to have Ghost Rider on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Not Hellraiser, Ghost Rider.
Doctor Strange. There's a great... Actually, I'll throw a link to this because it has
all the news.
I don't see any sort of teaser or anything for Guardians of the Galaxy, but it's a great, like, everything that happened, or all of the teasers and trailers and stuff Marvel.
Thank God for all you people who've really kept up with it. Yay.
God, it's been hard.
Because there would be no way. Oh my God. If you didn't have somebody like doing this or a group of people, a bunch of you guys doing it, there's just no way to keep up with all of it.
Behind the scenes of this, we had like 5 people at least doing this.
Like, I can't imagine doing what Agent M does. I can't imagine live tweeting that stuff as it's happening.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Yeah.
But craziness. It's another Comic Con comes to a close.
And the next big one, we're going to be there. We're going to be at New York Comic Con. And it's going to be exciting.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be so exciting.
Oh, shit. Well, we'll see. We'll see how New York goes. If New York Comic Con will ever, like, email people and tell them for sure they have passes. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we better be going.
I'm still not their number one fan right now. Still not their number one fan without them, but whatever. Neither. It's going to be great. We're going to get some Defender shit. We're going to get some Punisher shit. Oh, I did hear that John Bernthal and Kristen Ritter pulled out of Tampa Bay Comic Con. Did that happen?
Daredevil Room on Twitter mentioned that because she lives in Florida. She said that, yeah, Ritter and Bernthal pulled out of Tampa Bay Comic Con.
See, that's what can happen, folks.
Yeah,
that's what
which
can happen
to me
to these
means
things.
That maybe they're planning to be filming.
Yeah.
I mean, Bernthal could be doing Punisher then, and Ritter...
Or, I don't know, or he's doing... He'd been doing a movie.
That's what they
said in the little YouTube clip. Yeah, that he stopped by when he crashed the Luke Cage party, that he was in town. Like, he was doing a movie, so...
But movies don't last that
long. That's why
he
had the long...
Movies.
No.
Like, a Marvel movie lasts
six months. But Tampa Bay is coming up in, like, two weeks from now, so...
No, on the speculation... I mean, like, this is all of my, like, Twitter stalking and all that. I think Chris Brewster is being the stunt double for Spider-Man. Prove to me he's not.
Sorry.
He's hanging out in Atlanta. He was talking about chasing airplanes.
He's hanging out in Atlanta. Chris Brewster's
in
my
Atlanta.
Home state. I can't
he's
even, like...
working hard. He's posting a lot about really hard work. I think he could pass for Tom Holland. I think and the movies, they use more than one stunt double, but I think he could be the stunt double for Spider-Man.
I hope he is. I hope all good things for Chris Brewster and Phil Silvera. And
I mean,
all
I guess
my, like,
Brewski
ninjas.
Could be stunt doubling for somebody else in Spider-Man, but I just always want to think he's the hero.
No. Yeah.
I mean, Chris Brewster is Michael Keaton.
Yeah,
it makes me kind of sad.
Yeah. I mean, I always want him to be like Daredevil
and
Spider-Man,
Captain America.
And Captain America.
So all our love to Brewski. We hope that you're doing something awesome.
Yes. Yes, and yay, again, our ninjas get to come back for Daredevil Season 3. I know we keep saying that, but Season 3, you guys.
That's
Daredevil
I think
season
the timing
three.
Is right for him to go and be Spider-Man and then be back for the Defenders. And, you know, stunting for Charlie. And I also noticed that recently Eldon Henson shaved his beard and cut his hair, and he's looking very Foggy Nelson-like on his Instagram.
Oh, so he could be doing some. He could be doing some
Iron Fisting
stuff.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he's doing some Iron Fisting. I mean, that would be awesome. See me some Foggy Nelson. So.
Yes, it's all. If the movies don't want to connect all their shit, don't worry.
Yeah,
the Netflix shows will.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so there's this big thing of like maybe so and so will get their own series. You know, like there was a lot about Misty Knight, like. Maybe Misty Knight will get her own show and all this. And I'm like, I don't want everybody to have their own show. I would rather have several ensemble series that we get once a year. I would rather see Matt Murdock once a year in an ensemble cast than see him every 2 years in his own show.
I don't know. I feel differently about that different times.
Matt Murdock I'd like to see all the time. But, like Punisher.
Matt Murdock as a character is like my first.
You know, I'd rather
love,
have a,
so
I'd rather
I'm
have a Heroes for Hire with Danny, Luke, and Misty than a Luke show, a Danny show, a Misty show. Each of them coming around once every 2 years.
It just depends. I'm going to hold off on that till I see the Luke show and the Danny show. I'm going to hold off on that. Of course, I do want Heroes for Hire at some point. But I don't know if I want to, like, if my Heroes for Hire, I will trade that for the individual shows. Like, I don't know. Let's just see, because Luke Cage may be the best fucking thing I've ever seen. So, and I might, like, be like, more of this, please. Or if Iron Fist comes out, more of this, please. Oh, didn't you tell me, speaking of Luke Cage and Iron Fist, they're going to be new comics this fall?
Yeah, there was some sort of panel that I saw that they announced that they were going to have a Luke Cage number one and an Iron Fist number one coming out this fall.
And something about, I saw a little snippet somewhere of the Punisher showing up in the Doctor Strange comic or crossover, Doctor Strange Punisher crossover.
What?
What? Well, supposedly, you know, the Doctor Strange movie opens up the multiverse. Whatever
that was another speculation. When they talk about the movies moving away from the TVs, they're like, well, maybe there's the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and then there's the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse.
Well, you know, there was talk that Doctor Strange could be the one movie character to show up in the Defenders.
Yeah, I mean, if we're dealing with the hand and whatever that goddamn 40-foot pit in the middle of New York City, 40-foot, 4,000-foot or whatever,
40,000 stories
how long
down.
You waited between episodes 7 and 8.
Right, the flashlight. The flashlight's like...
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you waited a week between episodes, that's a really big pit.
Or if it was, 8 seconds between episodes, and it was only, like you said, 40 feet.
Our pit was very short. It was shallow. Maybe long enough to go and pee. Maybe not.
But, yeah, that I'd heard talk about that early on, that Doctor Strange could be... But, people, it's not going
to
happen.
That I see, to me...
Well, they can't because they know that Shelby will lose her panties if that
fucking
happens.
Way.
They're like, we can't have this girl running around with no panties. So
Unless
we can't Benny have that.
Is just like, I want to work for free to go and show up on this. You know, I think he probably at this point, his price tag.
Yeah, he's probably a little busy.
Yeah, you know, unless like they were able to just, but see, they don't cooperate. I mean, the movies and the TV shows aren't that close. For them to be like, hey, all right, and then your Doctor Strange contract, you go to New York for one day and film a cameo. Like, no. I don't think it's happening.
No, I don't think so. I mean, do you think the movie contracts are like the TV contracts? You know, the TV contracts are like, you know, if we want you in this fucking movie, that's what you got to do. Do you think the movie contracts are like, if we want you in this TV show?
Yeah, I don't know. I think just the big names they get for the movies, they can't hold them by the balls as much as they do the TV shows. Maybe.
God damn it, Scarlett Johansson, you've got to show up in Matt Murdock's
Robert Downey Jr., we need you right now! Like, yeah.
But yeah, but ScarJo and Charlie Cox, I'm all for that.
I've said it a million times. I will say it again. All I want is a scene where Matt Murdock leaves the Black Widow's room, straightens his tie, walks away slightly disheveled, and it is never explained.
Dreams.
I just want some sort of insinuation that they fucked like rabbits.
Right? Or even just the Black Widow just coming out of like Matt's office, whatever he decides to do, whatever career path he takes in life now. Whatever he does, whether it's opening up the storefront where they give legal advice, or if he's working for the DA, if he's teaching people how to like represent themselves.
That's true. We need a whole podcast on where we speculate Matt Murdock's next career.
We've got so much podcasting to do between now and Daredevil season 3 about Daredevil season 3.
Right.
I mean, there's just so
how will we
much. And hey, people, give us some ideas, people. What do you want us to talk about?
Yeah. How much do you want us to talk about Daredevil season 3? Because we will talk about it. So much.
Fucking all of it. I'm waiting because I'm waiting for that official Luke Cage trailer. I'm waiting for that too. Feel like that's going to drop in the next couple weeks because I feel like that was just a teaser and that was good.
That was officially a trailer.
I know. It's not a trailer though.
It was a trailer.
It's not.
It was a trailer.
I want a trailer. It's not a trailer though. It's like the very first. I know, like the very first Daredevil season 1 trailer we got was a trailer too, and it was like 90 seconds
okay,
long.
I
and that's
guess,
cute and all.
I guess
I want a 3-minute
I'm looking
long
at the
trailer.
YouTube thing right now, and it's calling it a teaser. So okay, it's a teaser.
Yeah, it's not a trailer. Like I want more. I want more of that and more music. Best fucking song ever. Best fucking use of a song ever in a trailer.
You know what? I'm gonna use that song to take us out of this podcast.
Okay, do it.
Done.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Yeah.
We'll talk to everybody later.
I'm done. Bye, folks.
Boom. Okay.
Let's cut it.
I'm
doing the come at me.
Uh-huh.
Come at me. There you go. Bye, folks.